to turn around. All our hopes have come to be. And people gather around. They offer all that they can bring. The revolution starts now.
This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. It's Sunday night, and we play music on Air America on Sunday night. And this week, our guest is Tim Robbins. And you were on Air America before I was.
I was, I think, one of the first guests on the network.
Well, that's, you know, that makes perfect sense. But this show's a little different than the other shows you may have done on Air America, because it's not that it never gets political, but it's funny, the guests that we've had, like when I had Janine on the show, and we never talked about politics for the whole show, because she talks about politics, like she just wanted to play music, you know. So
yeah, I can't wait to play some music.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't, you know, it's a lot of fun. We've had some interesting things happen in here. Just, you can tell a lot about people by the music that they listen to. You brought in System of a Down.
Dear Dance.
System of a Down on Air America Radio.
That could be the first time that System of a Down has been heard on AM radio.
I'd never thought about that. Yeah, it's kind of cool. We were playing a record the other day, and we were trying to we were playing Heroin. I had Legs McNeil in here and trying to figure out. He was going, should we play the stereo mix or the mono mix? And I said, it's AM radio, man. We play the mono mix. You can play the stereo mix if you want to, but it won't make any difference. This next track that you brought in, this is not the first time this has been played on this show, because I played it on one of my DJ shows one night, because I think Eliza Gilkison is one of the best songwriters alive.
She's tremendous.
And we ended up writing kind of the same song. We didn't know that we were doing it, but, you know, I wrote it, Home to Houston, and this song were written during the same period, and then at the Woody Guthrie Festival in Oklahoma, we discovered that we had written exactly the same song about virtually the same thing.
Yeah. It's on a great little compilation called 13 Ways to Live. It has a few good songwriters. I'm going to play another song off this one, this CD, later in the show.
Eliza Gilchrist on Air America Radio.
Thank you.
Liza Gilkison on Air America Radio. God, I love that song.
That's good.
It's a great track. She's the real deal. I'll probably, you know, bump into her at some point this summer. I usually see her at folk festivals.
Tell her she's got a fan here in New York City.
Absolutely. This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio.
This is The Revolution Starts Now with Steve Earle on Air America Radio.
This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. And the fire alarms just went off for a minute, and we thought we were going to have to shut down, but that just happens here.
I hear it happens weekly.
Yeah, they just
Air America. Yeah. It's a false alarm from the Republican right.
Republicans
trying to drive you out of the station here.
Absolutely, we can't. We're still here. They said we were going to be gone a long time ago.
I know, and they keep saying, "Oh, no one listens."
Yeah, right.
As if their lying will work with us again.
Yeah, it's I like my job, but it's one of those things. It's really important.
Pretty much every cab I get into these days in New York City, Air America's on.
Absolutely, and still here, still rocking. And you brought in X. This is one of my favorite bands in the world.
Mine too. I saw them live many times in L.A. in the '80s, and I thought they were the best. And they still play, and they're still great.
I did. John Doe and I are buddies, and we met each other at a point when it was not a great period in my life, and he had sort of kind of found a little equilibrium in his, and he was very patient with me, and he didn't preach at me, but he was kind of there when I started to come around. And we did the second Gathering of Tribes tour together, and which was a pretty cool version of X. I thought when Tony Gilkison was in the band, I liked that version of X a lot. Some people didn't, but this is X on Air America Radio. Must not think bad thoughts.
Down the road, everybody yelling, hurry up, hurry up. But I'm waiting for you. I must go slow. I must not think bad thoughts. When is this world coming to? Both sides are right, but both sides murder. I give up. Uncivilized wars,
conflagrations leap out
of every poor furnace. The food cooks poorly, and everyone goes hungry.
From then on, it's doggy dog,
doggy body, body dog. I can't go down there. I can't understand it. I'm an old good coward, an American too,
a North American that is.
I must not think that thought.
X on Air America Radio. God, I love X. It's one of those things I'll never, I hope I never get to the point that
my favorite line in that song is Woody Guthrie sang about B-E-E-T-S, not B-E-A-T-S.
Really? That was a trip, man. We did this Graham Parsons tribute, I guess it was about 6 or 8 months ago. And it was really one of the highlights of the evening was him and Kathleen Edwards doing Sweep Out the Ashes. It was kind of stopped the whole show in its tracks. This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio.
You're listening to The Revolution Starts Now with Steve Earle on Air America Radio.
This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. My guest this week is Tim Robbins. And actually, you know, I have you to thank for one of the greatest, you know, live performances I've ever seen in my life, because I came out to do the Dead Man concert, a lot of us that were involved in the soundtrack of Dead Man Walking, and I saw this amazing Tom Waits performance. Yeah. I think it kind of killed everybody.
Yeah.
It sort of stopped the show.
Everyone was on the sides of the stage. I remember everyone was watching from the wings with their jaws.
It got very crowded. The dressing room's like emptied almost. And it's always been that way. I think, you know, I've told people before, you know, Neil Young and Tom Waits, if you're looking for a role model on how to carry yourself as an artist in the music business.
Been
absolutely consistent. Done great work, and they've done great work because integrity was important, and because they understood that that their fans aren't stupid, and a lot of respect for the audience. This is Tom Waits on Air America Radio, Day After Tomorrow.
I got your letter today, and I miss you all so much here. I can't wait to see you all, and I'm counting the days, dear. I still believe that there's gold at the end of the world, and I'll come home to on the day after tomorrow. It is so hard and it's cold here, and I'm tired of taking orders, and I miss old Rockford town up by the Wisconsin border. But I miss you, won't believe, shoveling snow and raking leaves, and my plane will touch down on the day after tomorrow. I close my eyes every night, and I dream that I can hold you. They fill us full of lies, everyone buys, about what it means to be a soldier. I still don't know how I'm supposed to feel about all the blood that's been spilled. Will God on his throne get me back home
on the day after tomorrow. You can't deny the other side. Don't wanna die any more than we do. What I'm trying to say is, don't they pray to the same God that we do? Tell me, how does God choose? Whose prayers does he refuse? Who turns the wheel? Who throws the dice on the day after tomorrow?
From the wealth of Amsterdam, from was sent to the soldier's wife from Brussels in Belgian land. From Brussels he sent a lace so rare to have and to wear. Oh, those laces so rare from Brussels in Belgian land. What was sent to the soldier's wife from Paris, city of light? In Paris he got her silken gown. 'Twas ended in town. Oh, that silken gown from Paris, city of light. What was sent to the soldier's wife from the south? Soldier's wife from far off Russian land. From Russia there came just a widow's veil, from a death to be wed in a widow's veil, from the far off Russian land.
PJ Harvey on Air America Radio. Tom Waits before that. Tim Robbins is playing the records this week. This is Steve Earle. You're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America.
This is The Revolution Starts Now with Steve Earle on Air America Radio.
Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. My guest this week is Tim Robbins. And how did you find out about Butch Hancock?
I heard it on the radio. I heard this on one of the very few freeform radio shows left.
Yeah, I've known about Butch Hancock myself for, you know, as long as I've been playing. But I'm from Texas, and you know, there was, you know, Jerry Jeff Walker recorded, you know, a couple of Butch Hancock songs even before Joe Ely's records started coming. Mm-hmm. Of course, Joe sort of created a career for himself recording Butch Hancock songs.
Yeah, there's a great radio station here in New York. It's usually college radio that is allowed to play whatever the DJ wants, and
right.
There's an FUV here.
Right, it's a great station. It's a station in New York that plays me. I would have no airplay in New York. Unfortunately, a lot of the audience that would listen to FUV is downtown, and you can't get FUV downtown in
That's
New
right,
York.
But you can get Air America downtown.
Yeah, absolutely.
Across the nation.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those things.
Why are we advertising other radio stations on Air America? Isn't that against the law?
It's not. No, I don't think.
They play some great music over there, and it's no commercials, and it's good stuff. And
yeah.
I usually find a lot of new music through them.
Butch is like there's a group of songwriters that, for those of you that aren't familiar with Butch, that come from West Texas, Joe Ely and Butch Hancock, and Terry Allen, who was sort of the mentor of this whole group of songwriters that came out of West Texas in the 70s. Terry Allen's an artist and a songwriter. He wrote, you know, New Delhi Freight Train that Little Feat did. He's a visual artist, a pretty famous visual artist. He's one of these people that sort of believes that everybody should do everything, and he instilled it in those guys. And Butch is like that. Butch does visual arts. He paints, and he was doing some sculpture for a while. My guest this week has been Tim Robbins. Good batch of songs, man. Good job.
Thanks.
This is cool. It's been a gas. This is Butch Hancock on Air America Radio.
I stand before you even in my sleep with wide open eyes to tell you things about yourself you might not recognize. Like how we fight for love or money and how we fight for fun. And how sometimes fight just to see some damage done. Lady Liberty, you talked in circles and tongues while the boys all fought for you. We thought you were all beauty and truth. Now I see you thought so too. You told across Afghanistan.
One day in hell, two towers fell. What's lost can never be won. By war on war, adding terror to the damage
done. This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio.